Sometimes life challenges and circumstances make us to forget where we are coming from. And what these only do for us is to make us ungrateful, unthankful. And when we are ungrateful to God, the next thing we realize is that we become fearful. Fearful of the future, what the future holds, what the future will bring for us. Most of us today, we have passed through so many challenges, so many battles we have fought, that God has fought for us, even without us lifting a finger. And that's the reason why we are here today. That's the reason why we are still alive today. But you know, as humans, and as far as we are alive, challenges will keep on coming. God did not promise us a world that is free of challenges. What he only told us is that we should cheer up, that he will fight our battles for us. Welcome to Godly Counsel. My name is Mary Egbude. Thank you once again for joining me on this podcast today again. Thank you for being, if you are my regular listener, thank you for always tuning in. And if you are hearing this podcast for the first time, thank you for being here. I don't know how you came across this podcast, but please don't forget to share this message with your family and friends. There are so many other inspirational messages on this podcast that will benefit you in one way or the other. So after listening to this one, do well to listen to other ones. Thank you once again. My name is Mary Egbude, and this is Godly Counsel. We are looking at all the battles that God has fought for us in time past. Sometimes fear comes to grip us and make us to think that God cannot win the recent battle we are in. We forget that for so many years, it has been God that has been keeping us until now. So don't allow the spirit of fear to come and steal away your joy. There are so many challenges and things you have passed through before that is even bigger than what you are passing through now. And you don't know how you came out on the other side. That was because God was on your side. So I want to advise you today that you should look into yourself, look backwards, take a step into time, look backwards, and check where you are coming from. Ask yourself all the things, battles you have fought. There was time so many years back that you couldn't afford 3 square meals. There was a time so many years back you couldn't afford to buy clothes for yourself. There was a time some years back you couldn't afford, you didn't have a roof over your head. There was time some years back that you couldn't even pay your school fees. You didn't know where the next meal will come from. But as God will have it, all those challenges came and they went, and you are here today. If you take a look backwards and see all that the good things that God has done for you, by the time you return to your presence condition or present state, you realize that there is really no problem ahead of you that God cannot solve. Take a step back in time. A songwriter said we should count our blessings and name them one by one, and we will see what the Lord has done for us. From time to time, instead of asking God, bombarding him, or thinking he has not been good to you, take our time to recollect where you are coming from and where you are going to. Take our time to see what God has done for you. That family you have right now was not your making. That job you are in right now, even though you feel the job is not paying well, was not your making. That business you are doing right now, even though you feel the business is not yielding so much profit, it wasn't your making. That health, the sound health you still have, you are not in hospital, you are not dead. It is not by your power. It is the same God that has kept you right from the beginning that is still keeping you until now. So take our time and tell God you are grateful. Take out time and be grateful to God. Look back on where you are coming from. Thank God for what He has done and what He is yet to do. And I can assure you that if you thank God for what He has done for you before, be rest assured that He's going to do more. Be rest assured that He will not leave you comfortless. Be rest assured that this present circumstance right now will pass away just the way the other ones passed away. Don't compare yourself with anybody. You are comparing yourself with the people that are already in their own timing. The Bible said time and chance happens to them all. It will get to your time. Don't compare yourself with people just because this is their time. Your time is coming. Just because it's not your time now doesn't mean that those people are better than you are. It doesn't mean that God loves those people more than He loves you. Your mind is where this battle takes place. Arrest your mind. When the spirit of fear comes, recite the word of God. Tell that spirit that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but God has given you the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Begin to ask God for sound mind. Begin to make physical confessions about yourself. Let the walls around you know that God loves you, and that whatever you are passing through right now, it is just for a season, and that God is going to launch you into a new season, and in that new season, greater things await you there, and that you will live and you will not die. You to declare the goodness and the glory of God in this land of the living. Let the world know. Speak out loud if you have to speak out loud. Silence that evil voice that keeps on reminding you of the things that God has not done, that keep on telling you that this circumstance you find yourself in will swallow you up. It can never swallow you. As far as God is on your side and you are living a life of godliness, you are going to your tomorrow shall be better. Your tomorrow shall be greater. The Bible says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. And I say to you today as a righteous person that it shall be well with you. And don't forget, God also told us in His word, He said the thought that He thinks towards us, they are thought of peace and not of evil, that He might give us an expected end. And if God had said so, He would definitely do it. Remember, He also told the children of Israel, they had to testify that when the Lord turned around their captivity, they were like them that dream, and their mouths were filled with laughter. And so shall it be for you. Your mouth will be filled with laughter. Despite what you are going through right now, the Lord will turn around your captivity, and your mouth will be filled with laughter. The Bible said that the young lions, they do lack and they suffer hunger. He said, but they that put their trust in the Lord, they shall not lack any good thing. These are the words of God. And you need to recite this every day to remind yourself that God is faithful. God is awesome. And that because the Bible has said it, that the young lions can lack, but they that put their trust in the Lord, they will not lack any good thing. God is faithful to His word. God is too faithful to fail. If He has seen you through those challenges, those battles you fought in years past, He will see you through the ones you are in right now. Don't forget that He said you should cheer up, that He will be with you to the end of the earth. He said when you pass through the fire, that it will not burn you. When you pass through the water, it will not drown you. Wherever you go, God will be with you. And that is my assurance. And I've come to remind you today, speak God's words to yourself. Speak to yourself. Your mouth is where your power lies. Speak. Speak these words, recite them, remind yourself of them, and watch God do the miraculous in your life. God bless you. Thank you once again for tuning into Godly Counsel. Like I said earlier, please don't forget to share this message with a family or a friend. You never know who you are helping or who you are blessing. And there are so many other inspirational messages on this thread that you can listen to that will boost your spirit. Thank you once again. My name again is Mary Egbude, and this is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude.